Hello, lovely people. Happy Friday, Fri-yay. We made it to the end of the week. Isn't that sweet? I'm coming to you from Orchard Park, New York, home of the Buffalo Bills, for a special project soon to come. We start today with an update on inflation, which is actually lower now than it was a year ago. So what does that mean? Well, prices across all goods and services have not gone down, but the pace of price increases has slowed. The latest Consumer Price Index, or CPI report, is an indicator for the price of a weighted average of consumer goods and services purchased by households. The report showed prices have been falling with appliances, health insurance, and used cars. But Americans are still feeling pain with their bills, especially when it comes to groceries, car insurance, and even daycare and preschool prices. So, with the latest reports, are we now trending out of the inflation woes? Our Matt Egan has more.
The inflation fire hasn't been put out, but it does increasingly look contained. Consumer prices jumping by 4.9% year over year in April. That is the smallest increase in exactly 2 years. There have now been 10 consecutive months of cooling price gains. Unfortunately, though, the pace of the improvement has slowed. It's basically leveled out, even though it's currently at a level that is more than twice what the Fed is targeting. Now, on a month-over-month basis, inflation actually heated up between March and April, though a lot of that was driven by a spike in used car prices, and that spike is not expected to last. Digging into the report, there were definitely some positives here. A record price drop on an annual basis for major appliances and for health insurance on an annual basis. Used car prices are actually down. Grocery prices, they're still going up rapidly, but even that has cooled off. On the other hand, car insurance is up more than 15% over the last year. So if you put it all together, inflation is clearly moving in the right direction, but the pace of the progress has slowed, and it's still too early to declare victory on inflation.
10-second trivia. Which of these Canadian provinces is located along the Pacific coast? Quebec, Ontario, British Columbia, or Alberta? The westernmost province of Canada is British Columbia, defined by its mountain ranges and Pacific coastline. Let's head to British Columbia now, to the Great Bear Rainforest, where the indigenous First Nation community has taken steps to protect their land, marine, and wildlife, which includes an extraordinary sighting of a white bear, or spirit bear. These protections have impacted the ecosystem and the community's livelihoods in just a few short years. Our Bill Weir gives us a tour from that stunning region.
Behold the Great Bear Rainforest, stretching for 250 miles of beautiful solitude along the coast of British Columbia. As part of the largest intact coastal temperate rainforest in the world, it is a wilderness the size of Ireland and home to one of the most extraordinary creatures on the planet.
The spirit bear is something that's really unique. When you get a pure white bear coming out of a dark green forest, it just looks really magical. And so we want to protect that.
Spirit bears are actually a subspecies of black bear that, due to a double recessive gene, aren't black at all. But this rare species is just one piece of a vital wilderness.
The Great Bear Rainforest is extremely special. I mean, I think it's probably one of the most biodiverse places on the planet. You still get wild things like bears and wolves and abundance of salmon and a bunch of different sea life. You still have old growth forest, and so we want to keep it like that.
In the heart of this remote expanse is the town of Clemtu, home to a community of the Kitisew-Hehe's First Nation, who've lived and thrived in this region for thousands of years.
This river is right close to the community. We get three species of salmon that come up this river, and this is their spawning ground.
According to a recent report published by the Kitisew-Hehe's, this rich ecosystem suffered from 100 years of unsustainable extraction, fish, wildlife, and forests from outside interests.
So right now we're just getting ready to enter Kitisew Bay, and that's the area, it's probably the most important area.
In June of 2022, they announced the creation of a marine protected area to preserve the herring stocks that are so vital to both wildlife and the community.
Kittisfee Bay was declared by the hereditary chiefs, it was supported by the community, and it was launched, so the rest of the world knows about it. We've engaged provincial governments, federal governments, we've engaged stakeholders, letting everyone know it is closed. We've left the document open to collaborate.
But the push to reverse a century's worth of degradation actually started more than two decades ago. In 2000, they released their own land and resource protection and management plan, aimed at building an economy based on conservation and non-extractive activities like ecotourism.
I think indigenous knowledge is super important, and I think it needs to be integrated, whether it's wildlife management, fisheries management, ocean management. You know, I think right now we are in a new era of collaboration. We're in this era of reconciliation, and how do we work together? How do indigenous people and non-indigenous people work together?
Neighboring First Nations first came together in 2012 to issue a ban on trophy hunting of bears. And 5 years later, thanks to indigenous-led research and analysis, the British Columbian government banned the hunting of grizzly bears across the entire province.
And that was huge, but we knew we weren't quite finished yet.
In July of 2022, just a month after the Marine Protected Area was announced, the government agreed to put a stop to black bear hunting as well. And First Nation leaders say they've now managed to protect half of their territory.
We've been working with different levels of government, different levels of stakeholders. It's been a lot of negotiation, a lot of debates, a lot of science, a lot of collaboration. And I would say that 2022 is probably the first time that we're able to see some significant progress on some of these files. We have a belief that if you take care of the land will take care of you. And so that's ingrained in all of our work here. It doesn't matter if it's in stewardship, if it's in tourism, if it's in economic development. We want to make sure that we're looking at long-term sustainable industries, and we want to make sure that we have a place that the world can enjoy.
All right, for all you video game lovers out there, check this video out as the U.S. Navy is actually training sea lions to play video games. Is today's story getting a 10 out of 10? Meet Spike, one of three sea lions learning cognitive enrichment training for the U.S. Navy Marine Mammal Program. This avid gamer became the first seal to complete this training as he uses his snout to press a button and maneuver a cursor through a maze. His eyes track the cursor with laser-like focus. The U.S. Navy employs more than 120 mammals in this program, all of which are trained in reconnaissance and recovery tasks. All right, it's time to seal the deal on this awesome week. We want to make sure that you wish all your mothers out there a happy Mother's Day this week. And if you haven't written a card or gotten a gift yet, don't forget. Our special shout out is going to East Middle School in Butte, Montana. Rise up. As we send you out with some visuals from the stories we've learned together this past week, remember, shine bright this weekend wherever you go. You are more powerful than you know. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10. It's been a blessing to spend this week with you.